diver was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizer.
Right on, Maud.
Carol, your mother must have saved everything from kindergarten through college. We're going to be up to our eyeballs in nostalgia tonight.
Listen to this, Walter. It's from Mother's High School yearbook. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes Maud with a baby carriage. That must be in every yearbook that was ever written.
I finally found the pom-poms. And you know where they were? Up in the attic in a box marked Christmas decorations.
Lord, you'll never believe what Carol found in your high school yearbook. This kid must have been a real fortune teller. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes love, and another marriage. Then comes love, and another marriage. Then comes love, and another marriage.
Easy, Findlay, or the next box in the attic will be marked Walter. Look, what you have all that stuff spread out. Bunny's going to be here any minute now, and the place is a wreck.
Mother, why did you keep all this junk?
Junk? Oh, Carol, be kind. Honey, there's a big chunk of my life kicking around in there. No, I just thought Bunny would get a kick out of it. After all, we were together for 4 years in high school and 2 years in college, and golly, do you realize I haven't seen her in over 25 years?
Maud, who was Roger?
Roger? Roger who?
You don't remember Roger, and he wrote, "I think you're grand, I think you're mighty, I want my pajamas next to your nightie."
That Roger. Oh, Walter, I'll never forget him. A sweet boy, absolutely insane about me.
But how come he added, "Don't get excited, don't get misled"? I mean, on the clothesline, not on your bed.
Because he was also a fink.
Mother, were you really a cheerleader?
Carol, are you kidding? I was the captain.
Hey, come on, Maud. Let's have one of your college cheers.
Oh, come on. I haven't done one in 100 years. I remember when the W covered my entire chest.
You got room enough now to spell out Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Thank you, Walter. And I'll remember that little remark the next time you wake me at 3 a.m. with one of your simple yes or no questions.
Give us one of your cheers.
Oh, come on, Carol.
Do it.
I haven't done them in any years.
That doesn't matter.
Come on, that's a great idea. Just one of your cheers.
I don't even remember where the feet go.
Come on, we'd love to see it. Come on,
really ready?
Right on.
Do it anyway.
Oh, I can.
Oh, come on, Maud.
And go, team, go. Marching down the field. No, no, no. We'll never yield. Come on and cheer, cheer, cheer. For the yellow and the gray, our alma mater is winning today. Rock, rock, rock!
Maud, that was great. It was simply sensational.
It was a hell of a lot easier before I started lugging around the Massachusetts Institute of... Florida, have you found those pennants yet?
Yay, team! We can pass it, we can block it, we can really, really sock it. We can move it to the left, we can move it to the right. We can do the boogie woogie, so fight, team, fight!
Great.
Well, thank you, Maud. But we better not ever do a cheer together or you're going to need earthquake insurance. Oh, see you all tomorrow.
Mother, I've got your college yearbook here, but I can't find Bunny.
Oh, well, honey, her real name is Phyllis. Phyllis Nash. We just called her Bunny because of an overbite. She was also called Mousy. But she was a lovely, gentle girl with a marvelous personality and a beautiful, beautiful soul.
A real dog, huh?
Like you wouldn't believe.
Here she is, here she is. What's she doing now?
Oh, I don't know. On the phone, she said something about being with Avon.
You mean Ding Dong, selling door to
door? Yeah, I guess so. Oh, I'm so excited. Bunny Nash, after all these years.
Maud, what do we call her, Bunny or Mousy?
Oh, no. Don't you dare call her Mousy. It's all right to call her Bunny because she never knew why we called her that. But I really want you to be careful what you say. She's a very sensitive girl and cries easily, especially at certain times of the month. While I'm thinking of it, I better hide that PTA Mother of the Year award. Seeing that'll be like rubbing salt into an open wound.
Why? Why shouldn't she see a Mother of the Year award that's 20 years old?
Carol, that's just what I mean about being sensitive. Honey, Phyllis never married. She's totally alone. I mean, she's had a rough enough time of it. She's not going to get hurt in her old buddy Maud's house. Here, here. No jokes. Take all this stuff into the den. And listen, both of you, be very careful what you say. I mean, no matter what she looks like, Phyllis was very important to me.
Maud.
Phyllis?
Maud. Phyllis?
Phyllis!
You had your teeth fixed. And that is all you had fixed.
You're beautiful.
Oh, no, Mother, you are beautiful.
Oh, come on, Philip. Look at you. You're honey, you're gorgeous.
Oh, no, really, Maud, really. You are a striking woman.
Well, thank you, Phyllis. But you are
stunning!
How could we ever have called you?
Mousy. Well, I guess I was a little mousy way back then, but Maud, how could we have ever called you Chunky?
Maybe I was a little chunky for a while back then. Oh, I want you to meet my family. Walter, Carol, this is Phyllis.
Hello, Carol.
This is Phyllis?
Walter, we've already done that. Phil.
Picking up the phone and calling me out of the blue. After 25 years, you're actually here.
Oh, Maud. Oh, I can hardly believe it myself. Oh, Maud, I hope you're going to forgive me, darling, but I can only stay a short time.
Oh.
No, I have an appointment in town, and I'm due in Boston this evening.
What's in Boston?
Oh, it's just business. It's something that came up at the very last minute.
Oh, well, Mother thought you were... aren't you an Avon lady?
Well, I suppose I am in a way, but I happen to be one of the vice presidents.
Bunny, you mean you're a vice president of the company?
Oh, Maud, I have been for the past 7 years. And, oh, Maud, I've been called Bunny for 20 years.
Maud! Oh, the hell with Boston.
Listen, I can let that wait. Invite me to dinner, and I'll stay over.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Don't we have so much catching up to do? Let's see.
I am dying to find out what it's like to be vice president of Avon.
Oh, it's fantastic. I just love every minute of it.
I mean, there's the old gang to talk about.
Do you find you're discriminated against because you're a woman?
You know, I often hear from May and Flo.
Oh, well, any company that's with it today, Carol, accepts you for what you are.
You know, May moved to Ashtabula.
No, Phyllis. Most corporations are still discriminating against women.
Oh, but more and more companies are coming along, Carol.
Yeah, but I often wonder about when.
Listen, if I could do it, a bright young woman like you can do it.
You know, after Fred was arrested for embezzling, I hear Gwen took to the streets.
In the corporation I work for, there is only one woman in a major executive capacity.
Yeah, and later she turned into an axe murderess.
Isn't that nice?
remember. Listen, Maud, I have to call the airport. Oh. May I use your phone?
I must have that number here somewhere.
Oh, look what I just found.
Incidentally, Carol, I love that trip.
Well, thank you.
Hello, operations, please. Yes, this is Phyllis Nash. Yes, listen, could you hangar my plane for me? Yes, I have to postpone my trip until 9 tomorrow morning. All right? Thank you.
You have your own plane, Phyllis?
Well, actually, it's the company plane.
But you fly it yourself?
Well, there's a company pilot, but I enjoy taking over the controls.
Well, Maud, what's this?
It's nothing, dear. It's probably some old award I won.
Oh, Maud, the Tuckahoe Parent Teachers Association. Mother of the Year, 1951. Oh, isn't that adorable?
It really is quite an honor, Phil. You know, they only give them out every year.
Isn't that nice? Well, now, listen, I have to be running along now to my appointment.
Okay.
Now, I'm to be back here at 7.
7?
Okay. Oh, thank you. Oh, Maud, isn't life full of surprises? Here you end up Mother of the Year. And I bet half the senior class thought she'd be the first woman president. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, look, in this country, anybody can become president, but how many presidents can be Mother of the Year? Poor Mousy.
Poor Mousy? Maud, that's mighty Mousy.
I want to thank both of you for being so sweet to Phil. I mean, for making her feel so wanted, for building her up.
Mother, what are you talking about? That woman doesn't need building up. She's got everything she could possibly want.
You bet she has. She's got the world by the tail, Maud.
Neither one of you can see 1/8 of an inch below the surface, can you? Sure, Phil may have a marvelous job and fly her own plane and make her own decisions, but... oh, underneath all that bull, and believe me, that's exactly what it is. Phyllis is a very unhappy, unfulfilled lady, trapped in a plastic world. And you have the insensitivity to say that she has the world by the tail? She's miserable!
Oh, Bunny. Bunny, what have I done with my life?
So the upshot of the thing was he didn't have a kidney stone, see? But that didn't stop the jokes, because the poor guy's name was Stone. See, Benjamin Stone. Kidney Stone.
That's fascinating, Dr. Hart.
Funny, too, Arthur. Right up there with your other jokes.
Thank you, Carol. You know, they're always accusing doctors of talking shop. I gotta stop talking shop. I realize it was a funny joke, but I gotta stop talking shop. How about you, Miss Nash? I understand you're with Avon. Huh. I imagine you have quite a high rate of varicose veins in that business.
Maud, we have guests. We both shouldn't be in here.
We were talking about Phyllis, and I'm very interested in your reaction. I mean, to the career woman thing. I assume you're fairly interested.
Well, it's not uninteresting.
What, more interesting than the wife and motherhood thing?
Maud, I don't even know how to compare the two.
Don't you lie to me, Walter. I see the natural male interest in the unknown, the untamed, the undomesticated. But let me tell you something, Walter Findlay, that sometimes you'll find more pure passion and more hot blood in the known and the tamed and the domesticated. And have you any idea what I'm talking about?
No.
Neither do I. Now, please, get out of here while I'm working in the kitchen.
Maud, why are you so troubled about Phyllis?
Because she's my friend, Walter. And her life is so empty.
I mean, if you had a friend whose life was empty, wouldn't you try to fill it up?
No. Because what can you fill it up with except your own life? That means when you fill hers, yours is empty.
It's a lovely philosophy. Is there any more to that?
Yes, I was also going to say...
Who cares, Walter? Who cares? Coffee, everybody.
Bonnie, this is quite a little friend you've got here. Have you heard her schedule? Tomorrow she has to be in Boston, and then New Orleans, and the day after that she has to be in Paris.
Paris? Oh, poor dear Phyllis, always on the go. Honey, why don't you talk them into giving you a nice, quiet desk job where you can get to meet somebody and maybe settle down?
Maud, a desk job and meeting someone and settling down are three ingredients that tend to make me throw up.
Touché, Mother.
Yeah, touché yourself. Honey, why don't you go upstairs and wake up Philip? I'd love Phyllis to see how cute he is when his eyes are all fuzzy-wuzzy and
because
his little
cheeks... Because, Mother, she already saw him. She was upstairs with me when I put him to bed.
Oh, sure, I even did the slither-gadee for him.
The slither-gadee? What's that?
Oh, don't you know that? The slither-gadee is an old poem. Oh, it goes something
Phyllis,
like this.
Phyllis, honey, I'm sorry, but with all due respect, in order to do the slither-gadee properly, you have to know something about children, which is where being a mother and a grandmother come in handy. Now, first of all, you have to find a doorway, and you stand in it like this, see? And then it goes, the slither-gadee came out of the sea, and it caught everybody, but it didn't catch me. You didn't catch me, you old slither-gadee. You caught everybody, but you'll never catch me.
Ah! Oh, Maud, Maud, that was wonderful. How come I never heard you do that before?
Well, because right after you say your prayers, you like me to sing you to sleep. Anyway, Phil, now you know how the slither-gadee goes.
Yes, indeed, and that is exactly the way I did it. You know, Ma, there are some things even an Avon girl can learn without being a mother and a grandmother.
Now, come on, Phyllis.
Arthur, yeah. Why don't we go over to your house and shoot some pool and give Phyllis and Maud a chance to reminisce?
Okay, by me. When they said they needed an extra man, I didn't know it was going to be for Waller. Hey, pretty good.
See you later, girl.
Wait a minute. I haven't got a pool table.
Come on.
Brandy, Phil?
Please. Well, ladies, I'm sure you'd like to be alone. Phyllis, I loved meeting you.
Oh, the feeling is mutual, Carol, and I'll see that it happens again and soon.
Good. I'll look forward to it. Good night, Mother.
Night, honey.
She's a wonderful girl, Maud. She's really got it all together.
All except a man.
What's so important about a man?
Oh, come on, Phil. Get off it. We're alone now. What is a woman without a man? Hey, remember that question in Hassler's class, Philosophy of Logic 1? Does a tree make a sound in the forest when it falls unless there's an ear to hear it?
Maud, are you trying to say that a woman needs a man to prove her existence?
In a way.
Oh, come on now, Maud. Sweetheart. I don't buy it. Even if I did, I've got them in all shapes and sizes, from the 53-year-old head of a $2 billion conglomerate to a 28-year-old beach boy.
Oh, come on now. Phil, you know we're not talking about that. We're talking about one man. One man to love. And to cherish, and to take care of, who'll take care of you. Did you say 28 years old?
To old friends.
To old friends.
To you, Chunky.
To you, Mousy.
Oh, that still hurts.
Yeah, well, Chunky isn't exactly a pick-me-up. Oh, Lord, we were young then. Hey, Phil. Here's our high school yearbook. Remember Gloria Ferrelli? Oh, beautiful hair, beautiful eyes, magnificent nose, absolutely no chin. See what she wrote? First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes Maud with a baby carriage.
Very original.
Listen, these old chestnuts still make a point. First comes love, then comes marriage.
Come on, Maud, turn the page.
Did I say something wrong, Phil?
Yes, by insinuation.
Oh, come on. If I say something wrong, I say it straight out and flat out and never by insinuation. And besides, I never say anything wrong because I happen to be a perfect person.
Come on now, Maud. Ever since I walked in here, you have bombarded me with your wonderful home, your wonderful marriage, your wonderful daughter, your wonderful etc.
Because I have a wonderful home and a wonderful marriage and a wonderful daughter and a wonderful etc. And while we're at it, where do you get off bombarding me all evening with your wonderful job and your wonderful plane and your wonderful sense of freedom?
I never said anything about a wonderful sense of freedom.
All right. Maybe you didn't say anything about a wonderful sense of freedom. Maybe somebody else said something about a wonderful sense of freedom. Maybe I said something about a wonderful sense of freedom. Phyllis, why do you resent my happiness?
Maud, is that what you think?
Oh, come on, honey. It's as plain as the caps on your teeth.
Maud, ever since we were in high school, even in college, you majored in feeling sorry for me. Here it is, 25 years later, I am a smashing success, and you're still feeling sorry for me. You make it sound like I'm limping through life under some burden of success and freedom, while you're marching to glory with a can of Drano and a Johnny Mop.
You know, you were more beautiful when we called you Mousy.
Look now, Maud, but your schoolgirl dreams are showing. You're eating your heart out because Bunny Nash is leading the life you could have had.
Could have had is right. You said yourself, half the senior class thought I'd be the first woman president.
But you chose not to run. I'll tell you something better than that. You know, in a way, Maud, I owe my career to you. I mean, every time something big came up, I'd say to myself, now, what would Maud do in this situation? And then I'd do it.
Really, Phil?
Really, Maud. So, don't blame me because you turned it down.
You know something else? I would turn it down again, Phil, for just what I have now. Roots. And don't think I didn't work like hell for them. I hit 3 lemons before I hit the jackpot. But I hit the jackpot, Phil. I hit the jackpot I always wanted. Do you know what that means?
No.
Do you know what that means? That means that I'm 47 years old, and all I have to show for it is a hokey plaque that says I'm some kind of a mother.
Oh, Maud, for Pete's sake. Don't start crying, or you'll have me crying, too. Maud. What each of us has been trying to do is justify her own life.
But why should I have to justify my life, Phil? I love my life.
Maud, I love mine. I really do.
You mean that you wouldn't trade your life for mine?
No way. Maud, would you trade yours for mine?
Not a chance. Except I have to admit that I hear about your career and your romances and, well, the thought does flit across my mind. How about you?
Oh, well, sometimes when I look at a wonderful, nice man like Walter, I think maybe.
Do you really mean that?
Oh, maybe. Oh, let's face it, Maud. No matter what you get in life, you can't have it all. Well, to the next episode of Bunny and Maud.
Only if I can have the Kleenex concession. Phil, I have a confession.
Yeah?
I want it all.
So do I, Maud.
So do I.
Oh, hi, Maud.
Hi.
Say, Maud. Has Bunny gone back to her hotel room yet?
Yep.
And I want to tell you something, Walter. Bunny may be beautiful and successful, but if you think I'm unhappy that I'm not in that hotel room, you're dead wrong.
I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking how unhappy I am. I'm not in that hotel room.
Maud was recorded on tape before a live audience.